While many coworkers are hopeful that the new presidential administration will help them keep their jobs, some miners are fighting just to stay alive. Black lung is back in Appalachia. Ohio Valley Resource, a public media collaboration, teamed up with NPR to investigate a dramatic increase in cases of the deadliest form of the disease. Benny Becker has this profile of one afflicted miner and how the disease is affecting his family and community. The story begins in Pike County, Kentucky, where Dr. James Brandon Crum diagnoses a man who is struggling for breath.
So this is what an x-ray of you and I or a normal person should look like. And you contrast that to the individual, which we'll be talking to today, and you can see the significant difference. There's these large conglomerate masses consistent with complicated black lung. And this individual's 38 years old.
My name's Mackie Branham Jr., and I've got right at 19 years underground. I come straight out of school, turned down full scholarship to go to college because I knowed I'd go straight in and make good money because I wanted to start my own family. The more I talk, the more I get out of breath. And it's like me trying to blow up like a new balloon. It's just a lot of pressure. I can no longer provide for my family, and I can't do nothing around the house like I normally would. It tears your nerves up.
I'm Amber Branham. I'm married to Mackie Branham Jr. I'm a waitress at Golden Ring Diner and a mother of five. It's just a hard thing to watch because I've seen a strong man go from being so strong to work 6-7 days a week, all the hours they want, down to having to be home 24/7 because he can't stand the weather outside.
I'm Mac Benham. Yes, son. Tom was not as young, I'd forget what he looked like because he was always at work.
I was what they called a company man. I did what they wanted. I worked 70-some days straight without a day off, 15, 16 hours a day because we was making a big move.
Many a nights did he not come home for 2 days. He would lay over there, take a shower, and go back in for the next shift if they didn't have somebody over there. And they know that. That's the thing that makes me mad and upset about it. He worked himself to the bone for them. And now when the favor should be repaid back, they fight him. Tooth and nail. They have the money and the lawyers to prolong it as long as they want to keep us from getting his benefits, keep from having to pay that comp and black lung out.
A lot of people don't know what it's like to have your babies sitting there and you can't even hardly put food on your table because it takes so many doctors and so many judges to just tell somebody that they're in bad enough need to have help.
Can't draw unemployment, can't draw disability, fighting for that black lung with everything he has in him. 10 months we've been fighting for it. Still not a dime from unemployment, Social Security, or black lung so far. Everyone fought us.
They're just trying to do what's best for the company, but they need to think more about the families.
I'm hoping that Alpha and them have a heart. Let him draw out what he is owed.
I can't provide for nobody no more. That takes my manhood away.
It doesn't take your manhood away.
This family, if, as you see, the kids respect every bit of him.
It takes my pride away, all right?
He's not the only coal miner that feels that way. There is hundreds of men out there that think that. That, oh, I can't provide, so I'm worthless. They're not worthless because their family loves them, and they want them to be here as long as they can have them here. But in their eyes, they get depressed because they can't do what they've always done.
Mine's a little bit different than that. It's knowing I'm not going to get better without the transplants. And it's not knowing how long I'm going to be if I don't get them.
I'm sure there's hundreds of men out there like him. Because he's not the only one that had that put in his lungs. So I'm sure there's hundreds and hundreds of men out there that are in the same shape he is, fighting for their benefits. We'll be lucky if he sees it.
My name is Evan Smith. I'm an attorney at Appalachian Citizens Law Center here in Whitesburg, Kentucky. We're having a lot more severe black lung than even our worst nightmares. What the doctors say is that there's multiple factors going on here. We have people who are working longer hours, being exposed to more dust and mining seams of coal that are thinner. And so you're bringing a lot more sandstone and other rocks.
All the black lung coming out. I see a lot of them, they can't find jobs. What else are they going to do? They're going to try to sign up on their black lung. And then that puts people, I hate to say it, like me, that was pulled because of the black lung. So far down on the list, it hurts me. But I can't blame them. They're doing what they got to do to provide for their family also.
When he was younger, it was either be a coal miner or leave home. And we don't even have that choice anymore, so it's leave home.
All the coal mining jobs is gone. The coal miners has nothing else to go for but to sign up on their black lung if they've got it.
I make in a week what he made in 2 days. And here it is Christmas, and it's hard to be able to tell them, like, hey, Mommy and Bub will do what we can. Santa will bring what he can, and if not, then we'll do our best when we can. You could probably go to 15 houses up the creek, and you'll hear the same story, whether it be black lung or whether it just been plain straight laid off. Everyone up Elkhorn Creek has been affected by it.
The stress that that puts on the entire extended family, on the church community, on just really our entire region, it's really scary. And, you know, when we talk about the legacy cost of the industry and the problems that we're going to have as our economy transitions, those individual household economics are just a huge piece of it. Now, our nation has made the choice that we're going to try to move away from coal. But the people who dug the coal already, we can't move away from them.
If I had it to do over, I would do it again. If that's what it took to provide for my family as long as I have.
Benny Becker of Ohio Valley Resource produced that story in partnership with an NPR investigation.